Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Talk Yanks. Thank you to anyone who is tuning in. It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. And this is the first time where we're doing this new technology with Jake in another place and me here, and it's live. So Luis is in the chat. Need you guys to let me know if you can hear me and if you can hear Jake. Jake, can you talk?
Hey, everyone. Hey, Luis. How's everyone doing today? I think Jimmy and I... Well, in a nice way, I'm sad I'm not with you, my good friend James. But this is like routine. Like this is the first time you and I have like, all right, lined up the computer. Let's do a little pregame show, and then we'll you know have a bite for lunch and watch the Yankees game. It's the first time we've done that in a while, so I think we're personally excited for that.
Yeah, I actually I'm on the verge of death, so
right.
My option to make. Because I've been, since everything blew up, I mean, we've been running around, doing interviews, driving, waking up early, doing interviews. I've been going crazy. I feel like I haven't breathed since that fucking Boone rant happened. But I need a nap or sleep so bad. But if I fall asleep now, game starts at 1. I'm going to go jump in the ocean to wake myself up. Anyway, so this is the new technology, which I'm happy about. Everyone is saying that they can hear both of us. That's great. We got the new thing with the lineups on the screen. That's great. I think our images, our videos aren't that great, but whatever. It'll get going. And I'm not turning my air conditioning off, so that might affect my audio, but it's fucking hot.
Boom roasted.
The Yankees lineup is DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing third base. Jake Aaron Judge is playing right field. Aaron Hicks in center field. Edwin Encarnacion, hot as a rocket right now at DH. Luke Voit at first. Didi Gregorius at short. Gleyber Torres at second. Romine is catching. And day game after night game in this heat, there was no chance Gary was catching today. And Guardy is playing left field. My man Tanaka on the bump.
Does that get you going a little bit?
What's that?
Just a little extra lead in your pencil with Tank twirling it?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Probably give you some cute things on the mound today.
Yep.
Because that's just his life.
That is his life.
How about Edwin, huh?
He's going off, man. Going crazy.
Remember when we got him for Juan Fenn and the Rays pay more of his salary than we do?
It's the easiest trade to ever be made in the history of baseball, I think.
The Rays have to just be kicking themselves.
And they live that way. They don't even kick themselves because they're just like, what are we going to do? We're the Rays. It's like, well, you can stop being like that and start being progressive.
Should have got Edwin. All right, good Rays roast to come off. No Gary today, day game after the night game. Otherwise, we got a fun lineup out there, huh?
Yeah, I like this one.
Hey, Hank?
No Gardner, but I mean, no Gary, but that's fine. Otherwise, this is good. Edwin at four hole is awesome. Voit behind him. I like that they have been more flexible with that because I thought they might just like pigeonhole Voit into the 3-4. He was slumping a little bit. They moved him down to 7 at one point, and now he started hitting again, so I'm happy they did that. Hicks is there in between Judge and Edwin to go with a lefty bat.
I was going to say, Jim, there's some decent balance in this lineup. You go LeMahieu, Judge, Switch, Hicksy, Edwin, Voit, Didi, Gleyber, Romine, Guardy. So, I, the Yankees as an organization clearly don't put a huge emphasis on this. I personally like a little balance, and we've got a little bit of that today. So, and more importantly, Jim, we're watching the death of a baseball team season in front of our eyes.
The Rockies are in such a bad place. What are they, 2 in their last 12? Did you see Bud Black's ejection last night? That was sad, man.
2-12 in their last 14.
That's sad.
And they're in a sad place, man. And this is why I got some Colorado ties, and I ended up in some of the depths of Rocky's Twitter last night because I casually posted. I was like, "Is this the lowest point in Rocky's history?" Because not only are they 2-12 in their last 14 after being a scary wild card contender, now they're the bottom of the NL West, and they just saw so many of their former friends. LeMahieu had a big game, which they could have re-signed him instead of Daniel Murphy. Ottavino strikes out the side, and the mother of all bombs, as I called it, Mikey Tauchman, putting on a display on how to play good baseball. And then Rocky's Twitter got involved. They're, "You don't know our lowest moments." And I was like, well, I'm talking about expectations from about 2 weeks ago when times were still really good in Rocky's land. So there was that. And Jim, who the Rocks are throwing out there today? Charlie Blackmon DHing today. Trevor Story, your shortstop. David Dahl, the right fielder. Nolan Arenado, your third baseman. Fun to watch him play. Daniel Murphy at first. Ian Desmond in center. McMahon, the second baseman. Tapia, my guy in left field. And Tony Wolters behind the dish with Anthony Senzatella on the bump today, James.
Senzatella. That's a fun name, huh?
That is a fun name.
You're a fan of it?
Yeah. I'm feeling that. I'm hip.
Don't lie. It seems like you might be lying. I don't want you to be a liar right now.
Is your name... Are you a liar, Pam?
Hey, Jake, who has the most hits? They're 2-12 in their last 14 games, right?
Right.
So who has... Who has the most hits in that stretch for them?
The safe bet would be Blackmon. Maybe Dahl? I don't know.
Blackmon, Dahl. All right, let's see. Who are the Rockies' hottest hitters in this last stretch? Murphy.
Oh, yeah, he got off to a hot start after the break. That's right.
Yeah, Murphy has 14 hits in this bad stretch of theirs. Highest OPS goes to Daniel Murphy and Ryan McMahon. So watch out for Murphy. Is Murphy playing today? He is.
Murph Dog's playing. He's in the five hole today. Back in New York City, baby.
Yeah. So this dude, Antonio Senzatella, Jake.
Yeah, Jim.
His last couple games have been pretty brutal. He faced the Cincinnati Reds. He went 5.1 innings pitched. 8 earned runs. His game before that, he went 4.1 innings pitched, 7 earned runs. Game before that, 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, but 5 runs. And, I mean, some people completely excuse the pitcher, but sometimes it's like they give up a home run. And like, well, it's unearned because there's an error beforehand. It's like, well, he still gave up the home run. So,
yeah, Jim, he's kind of your nightmare pitcher because there's not a lot of, like, on your bad days as a starting pitcher, you want your guys to give you, 5 innings, 4 earned runs. You know, everybody's going to have a bad day in baseball. Senzatella, when it goes south super hard. My guy has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 5 starts of 6 or more earned runs. Other than that, he's pretty solid. He only has like one in-between start, and that was his second start of the season. He had like a 6 innings pitch, 4 earned runs, and you're like, okay, I understand that's not a great day at the office, but at least you kept us in the game. It's pretty fight or flight for Antonio, and I think if you had to bet against this Yankees lineup, could be a long day, Jim. Hot day.
It's going to be hot. You know what this Senzatella throws?
What's he throwing you, Jim?
He throws 64% 93-mile-per-hour four-seam fastballs. 64%. 64% 94-mile fastballs. So then I would look. My thought process was, okay, well, what's his second pitch? Is it like a 25% and it's dirty? He's got a slider, which is 18%, and a changeup, which is 8%, and a curveball's 8%. So, like, the changeup and the curve are very rare. And he throws a slider, but it... This dude's got, like, Chad Green's pitch mix, but as a starter, and maybe that's why it's not really working out. But he's a ground ball pitcher, 50% ground ball rate, and an 88% contact rate on his fastball. So he pitches the contact, and he wants ground balls. On a really fucking hot day against this Yankees lineup, it just seems like a bad recipe. Could be jinxing the whole thing.
Yeah.
But the ball should be flying today in this heat.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Antonio puts out a performance. And the heat actually is, Jim, something to watch for the pitchers, because it does take more of a toll on them. I wouldn't be shocked to see if Tanaka throws 85 pitches through five innings that they might cut the rope on him. Because, I mean, the heat is very genuinely a factor for the pitchers.
Okay, well, now I'm looking up the average temperature in Hyogo, Japan.
Right.
Gotta see if Tanaka lived in cold part of Japan or hot. I think Ohtani lived in the cold part where it gets like snowy. Or at least he played there.
Okay.
Looks like it can get pretty hot. Tanaka ain't scared of the heat, okay?
Oh, he's not scared.
Well, just take it back.
He's never scared. The heat, Jim, you know I'm here for hot takes.
Wow.
The heat, when it's hotter, you get fatigued quicker. And I know it's controversial, but I said it.
I'm fatigued already. I walked outside twice. In our last 14 games, Jake, who's the hottest? Let's go since the break. When was the break? July 12th?
Something like that. Yeah, a week and a day.
Since then, who's last 8 days, who's the hottest Yankees hitter?
Edwin's got to be up there, right?
Power-wise? Power-wise, yeah, he's slugging 800. Judge has been the best hitter since the break. 407 batting average, 543 on base percentage. 1.172 OPS.
Yeah.
27 years old. Younger than me.
Huh.
About 27 years.
Once I was 7 years old.
No team has seen either pitcher. Rockies haven't seen Tanaka. Senzatella hasn't seen. I think like Voit and someone else have hits for Senzatella, which is probably still saying it wrong.
Jim, I think that's huge news. I think Tanaka's going to go to work today.
Why?
I think if you haven't seen Tank, you're in a bad spot.
It all depends on. Nah, I think you could be right. I think Tanaka is going to do well today, although it's not a big game in the slightest, so that's actually a hindrance. But if the batters are like, yo, fuck this, I could see the Rockies having this be a big fuck this game.
They're in a fuck this life right now.
Black got ejected and was basically like, fuck this.
I can't emphasize it enough. Imagine having World Series hopes 2 weeks ago to being one of the worst teams in the National League 2 weeks later. Like, that's genuinely not a sensation the Yankees fans have known.
Yeah.
And that's not obnoxious Yankees fan. That's just fact.
Nice. Someone said, can't wait for Poppy Gordo's burn trying to say Senzatella, which now I'm excited about.
Senzatella, Ayo Antonio, huh?
Say Senzatella in your Bob Uecker voice.
Antonio Senzatella. It's all right.
It doesn't fit.
Chirinos is
Yanni.
His name's Yanni.
What do we do next? I'm going brainless.
We normally do the homer. Well, pitching path to victory. Do you want to hit that, or do we have brains for that?
No, we got to do it because there's another day game tomorrow, and in this heat, I think this heat's going to change some stuff. Like you said, Tanaka might not unload the tank in this heat, and they're not going to want to pitch people back-to-back in both day games.
I think I flipped the script on it. I think it's tank, 9 innings, 87 pitches, complete game shutout.
Wow, you really flipped the switch.
Just full flip the switch.
Really flip
it's going to be remembered as the Tanaka Heat game.
Wow.
But if they had to use relievers, who would they use?
Yesterday, they used Adam Ottavino. He's pitched sure, he pitched 2 days in a row, so Ottavino.
Let's rule him out.
Is not pitching today. Take
him Canley out got loose, but didn't pitch. He wants to pitch against his old team.
I think Chapman's available. Britton's available. Sessa's not available. Nestor's not on the team anymore. Canley, I think, is available. And Hale's available. Well, you might see Hale might bridge the gap to some of the horsemen if there is a gap to be bridged.
Yeah. I like that.
All right.
You want to do some Homer Carafe?
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Jake, we haven't done a complete series in a while. But on Wednesday, game one, who homered?
Well, Wednesday,
Judge game homered, one. Right?
What are you talking about right now?
For the Yankees. Thursday, game one.
Okay.
Because we gotta figure this out. So the Yankees, Gio Urshela, Aaron Hicks homered, and neither of us had. You had Hicks. Fuck. Good job, Jake.
Yeah, man.
You're the best.
I crushed you last series. You're still in last series?
I'm trying to figure out the total scores here.
Well, it's a destruction.
I know, but we need to add them up.
It's an absolute massacre. People are screaming from the rooftops.
I'll knock your fucking block off. 11 to 10. I'm still winning the series.
Well, excluding the first thing, yeah.
What do you mean?
The rules weren't established. It's fine. It's fine. People are talking from their blocks. No. And you're going to knock us off our block.
I'm so confused. I'm up one more series than you.
Yeah, you got it, bud.
I got to recount all this, and I don't know the over-unders.
Okay.
Do you?
Well, let's do one thing at a time here. It's Saturday. Colorado Rockies. You look like you're melting in front of us. It looks like the snowman scene from whichever Christmas movie that is. Frosty the Snowman, I guess.
Probably.
That's the snowman movie. Who do you think's going first here, kid?
You go first. You need it.
Wow.
You're such a loser.
I'm pretty dumb. Let's go Aaron Judge. Hot takes. Hot take only.
That's pretty lame of you.
Such a lame pick.
One of the lamer picks. Jake goes with Judge first. Congrats, Jake.
You did it.
You did it, man. You took Judge. You know he doesn't even fucking hit homers anymore?
Yeah, right.
Didn't he hit two yesterday?
He's so good.
He hit two in the last two games or days or whatever.
It's getting hot.
It's getting so hot. All right, I'm taking DJ LeMahieu. He's going to homer versus old team. This dude's a fastball pitcher, and I think DJ's just going to unload. Like, this is going to be the day where DJ's like, I'm just going to unload on this dude.
So I like that.
Yeah, and then I'm going to take Voit. I think he's been heating up. Got a homer the other day. He doesn't wear an undershirt, so that's going to be – he's going to look so sweaty and glistened. He's going to look like a bodybuilder. Oiled up, and that'll probably help him hit a home run.
Yeah, my only worry with the Voit sweat stuff would be the sweat. I think he might have some trouble gripping the bat. I think hot take for the hot game. Voit swings and loses his bat one swing today.
Then he pisses on his hands and
on the field.
Yeah,
on the field, everyone's like, "Oh my god,
what a savage!"
That guy's, he's taking the savage thing way too far.
Who's your second pick? The people are waiting.
I'm using the opposite of that logic. I should take Edwin, but I'm a dumb Jim. I'm going Didi again because I don't think he's going to have a drip of sweat.
Wow. Who do you think is going to be the least sweaty? I think Edwin. I think he got like laser face surgery.
I saw that.
So I think his pores don't work.
Edwin's going to be sweating.
All right.
So but he's going to be, like, comfortable.
You've been wrong on the last two over-unders.
Sure.
I've been correct on them. which is embarrassing for you. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep, just did it. Just checked.
I think that's actually super wrong, because isn't one of those games the DD Grand Slam and the over did hit?
DD Grand Slam was No, DD Grand Slam.
I mean, I'll take an apology when you're ready. Let us know. Let us know.
Ah, I'm sorry, Jake.
Thank you.
I won the last game, so in your fucking face, loser.
Huge. Huge.
This is the worst pregame show we've
ever done. You're melting.
I'm about to melt. Like, my brain's melting.
This
is cool. We're both 27 and 26 in the over-unders.
Genuinely looks like Frosty the Snowman, the movie.
Except you're 28 and 26.
So.
And I'm 20.
You might want to stay away from numbers and facts right now, Jim, because you look like a melted snowman.
I'm 27 and 27.
What's the over-under in this game, Jim?
And you're 28 and 26. I think it's 10. And a half.
Yeah, right? Like, the Yankees offense and the Rockies pitching. I'll say 11 just for schlitz and giggles, although I love your guess, Jim.
Thanks, bud.
11 and a half.
I'm taking the over.
I think I'm going to go under, just because I think it's going to be hot and Tanaka twirls.
I think you're one pathetic loser.
That came through so clearly.
It's because I put the mic right up to my...
We see it.
Over for me, under for you. I think this is like a 12-5 game.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess. I think the Yankees score some runs and then they're like, get us off the field.
It's 12-5 or... Is this too loud?
It wasn't that loud. Like, it just turned into like a better microphone. I had a question about how microphones work, not ready for it.
The closer it is to my voice, the more it tries to pick up my voice and not everything.
Yeah.
If I put it away, it's just like searching right now. Like, what do we pick up? And then you get all that ambient noise. I put it right here. It probably sounds better. It's either going to be a 12-5 win or a 2-0 complete game shutout from Tank.
Ooh, love that.
Those are the two options.
I'll go 6-1. And then both teams just, like, quit after the fifth inning.
Okay.
We forgot to do
what to watch for. We forgot to do what to watch for, which is the main segment we usually do.
What's your what to watch for?
The Heat. We didn't talk about that at all yet. What's yours?
I mean, Death of the Rockies. I think first time seeing Tanaka is really difficult. I mean, people preach about his like precision and how he pitches, and I just think that the Rockies are in a death spiral right now. I think this is, a perfect storm.
We left the AC on. Okay, I like that, Jake. We left the AC on for the pregame show, yes, but it's still so hot. Only the podcast deserve AC off silence. I agree. That's why we do it like that. Good call, Rob. Some people in the chat were wondering why the Yankees were like hoodies and stuff. The material that those hoodies are made out of is thinner than a cotton t-shirt. I realized that a little later on. But they are. I put one of those in our shop and ordered it for myself to see. A t-shirt hoodie. So
yeah,
they're really like they breathe and they're super light. So that's why.
And I think there's a little bit, you're right. They do breathe. It's not like your winter hoodie you wear. But I also think it's kind of the reverse. Like when you see football guys getting ready for a cold game and they go out sleeveless, I think baseball guys try to put on like full layers and they're like, the Heat doesn't bother me, bro.
Some people, but only Odell Beckham is that big of a loser.
Ooh, a lot of football guys do it.
Jake, anything else? Oh, we're on the chat.
Every lineman. You got something in the chat for me? Give me the two best things you got in the chat, Jeff.
Is it hot? Is it hot enough to boil an egg on Gardner's head?
Ooh. I don't think so, right?
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. That's a big one.
Yeah. A lot of people were saying, or maybe just one person said it, that we should have taken Glaber in the Homer draft.
You think Glaby Baby likes this heat?
Does Venezuela get hot? I'm going to guess yes.
Dude, I think Gardy might have been a good pick.
Yeah?
Gardy, fastball pitcher, way too hot to be comfortable in. Brett's going to be pretending like it's a nice summer day, though.
Thank you. Yo, can I tell you something stupid? And then we'll end the show. I drive from my house to my mom's house today, which is about a 2-minute drive. So I heard 2 minutes of ESPN radio. Yeah. Not the ESPN radio that I was on.
Right.
But it was two guys doing some show, and not to be rude, but Saturday morning show, tough slot. They're talking about the Boone stuff. First guy's take, Jake, it was offensive and like he doesn't get it because savage means uncivilized person. So like, what was he even meaning?
Sure. Like, so you've already lost everyone listening. Next guy.
How do you go into the radio show not like knowing what he meant by it or like trying to figure it out beforehand or asking someone like just, I'm just going to go and sound like an idiot. So anyway, that was like weird. And then the next guy was like, well, this is going to blow over. I doubt anyone calls him a savage after this weekend. It'll come and go. And I was like, you guys,
that's tough,
are the most out of touch
0-for-2
radio show I've ever heard.
It's a reason you got the Sunday AM shift.
I was riding around with Katie and I was like, these guys are dumb. And she didn't even like listen to the radio.
Sure.
She was like, what are you talking about? She thought I was like had voices in my head. I was like, no, the voices on the radio, they're saying dumb things right now.
Well, the voices in your head were saying dumb things too, I bet.
The voices in my head are my biggest adversary. And we'll end the show on that.
Thanks, everyone.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.